stay right there.
You're not gonna jump off, right?
No, of course not.
So, you don't mind if I come closer?
Whatever.
All right, who's the lucky girl?
Oh, okay. Sorry, no lucky girl.
Don't call anyone.
I don't even have service.
I promise you, if you joined my carrier, you would have jumped a long time ago. Hey, guess what? Last week, I got stuck in the bathroom for 2 days, a whole weekend, because my carrier decided not to give me signal.
Oof. Steep.
I don't think I could do it either.
It's about a girl?
Yeah. Isn't it always?
Yeah. It's her favorite color. When they find my body, she's gonna know how much she broke my heart.
Mine never did. She loved me. She loved me so much. In fact, she even loved me more than I loved myself.
I proposed to her at this very spot. That was the best place to start my life again. Never thought it would be the place where I would end it.
I miss her so much. I wish I could just hug her. See the irony. I came here to meet her, but I know if I do this, I will never, ever meet her again.
I wish I never met her. Let me tell you something about me. I'm obsessed with video games. You know why? Because you can always hit restart. No matter how much you mess up, can always start again. She always wins, though. Not this time. Not this time. Don't waste your life on any girl.
I miss you so much. God, please forgive me. And Mom, today I live for you.
So I guess it's not your last letter.
I can't explain to you guys what it felt like to receive that letter, because you feel like there are certain people that would never contemplate suicide or ending their lives. But sometimes when something happens to you, it rocks your boat, and then all of a sudden, things that you would have never thought about, you start thinking of. And especially when it comes to losing someone that you love. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam losing Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, losing his uncle Abu Talib, that's the year that's known as Aam al-Huzn, the year of grief. Not the year that the Prophet was boycotted, not the year that he was oppressed or forced into those ghettos, but the year that he lost Khadija and Abu Talib. Why? Because even when he was oppressed before that, He could go home and he could find that comfort in Khadija radiallahu anha, but he didn't have that anymore. He didn't have the physical comfort from Abu Talib. And that's something that we, you know, we'll all face in our lives at times, you know, and the thing is that either you will live to see your loved ones go, or you will go before your loved ones. And it's important for us to keep things in perspective when that happens. And, you know, imagine if Ziyada would have actually went forth and ended his life and committed suicide. Then he would have ruined his own life, his own hereafter, and he would have also ruined the opportunity to do more good deeds for his mother. And so here Ziyada decided to be his mom's last good deed, because he gives her now a source of everlasting, you know, blessings and good deeds, because he can give charity on her behalf, he can supplicate for her, he can spread knowledge in her name. Now he can do things for her. And that's something that we have to realize, that when we're alive and the beloved ones, people that lived for us when they were alive, leave this world, now it's our turn to live for them and to do things that will benefit them in that situation. And also understand this, that Allah knows your pain and Allah knows what you're going through. And if you seek reward for that pain and that patience, the reward that you would get in return is better than having that beloved one with you. And that's why Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, when his father Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, passed away, a Bedouin came to him and he said, خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْعَبَّاسِ أَجْرُكَ بَعْدَ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِنْكَ لِلْعَبَّاسِ. That the reward that Allah will give you for your patience as you grieve your father is greater than having him with you, and Allah is better than you for your father.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you guys for watching this episode.
We thank you all for your support.
And we hope that you enjoyed watching it.
Share it inshallah ta'ala, let people know.
Make sure you like this video and you share it with your friends. If you haven't watched the previous episodes, make sure you click here.
And if you'd like to watch the entire series, then click here for the playlist.
Jazakumullah khair.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.